This is the Morning Rush with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA. Agree or disagree, we want to hear from you. Text us at 580-580. Please include your name and where you're texting from. Standard text rates may apply.
Brian Lilly of Sun Media, our regular, is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill, from beautiful Queens Park North, the actual part of the park that's a park instead of a legislature.
Yeah, and it's really lovely this time of year, actually, Queens Park.
I'm watching the leaves turn as I sit here, and as the dog toddles off, I just get to sit and watch the leaves turn.
Well, I'm happy we could interrupt your little moment of paradise. And Brian brought a clip with him, like a movie star today. This is kind of interesting. Maybe I'll set it up here, and you can just enjoy the view for a second. But
sure.
There's been a debate going on this week, Pierre Poilievre criticizing the government for wanting to increase EI payments that is taken from your paycheck. And the question is it a tax increase or not? And many people, including the Globe and Mail, argued, what's Pierre Poilievre going on about? It's not a tax. Now, if you look into it a little bit, you'll see that the federal government itself describes it as a tax. It is a payroll tax. But let's go for a definitive source. And this is where Brian Lilly's tweet comes in yesterday. He took us back to 2013, when then Liberal leader Justin Trudeau wanted to know why the then Harper Conservatives were raising EI premiums. What did he think of them then? Were they a tax or were they something else? Let's listen together.
Mr. Speaker, we have crowdsourced over 3,000 questions from Canadians across the country for the Prime Minister on economic challenges facing the middle class. I want to ask the Prime Minister a question I received from Dustin in Calgary. His question is specifically about his EI premiums, which are rising by $50 this year, a direct payroll tax increase. Dustin would like to know, why did the Prime Minister choose to raise EI premiums for him and every other working Canadian?
A direct payroll tax increase.
Yeah, it's funny that that's what they were in 2013, but now they're not. And it's a strange argument, whether it's from the Globe and Mail or the government or the government supporters online. What they'll claim is, well, you get a benefit for this tax. Well, don't I get benefits for the other taxes I pay? Don't roads get paved, hospitals built, all of these things? It doesn't matter that we get a benefit from it. It's still a tax. It meets the legal definition of a tax. It is a legally required payment to the government to fund a program. Now, there's
isn't it rather a forced retirement savings plan?
But see, you and I as workers get a benefit from that. But these payments, CPP and EI, are also paid by employers. And Bell Media doesn't get a benefit from paying for your CPP. It's a payroll tax. And guess what? On January 1st, they're going up. And then on April 1st, in addition to the alcohol escalator tax, the carbon tax is going up. And just yesterday, the Liberals and the NDP and the Bloc voted not to freeze that tax, which is what the Conservatives were calling for, in the face of rising cost of living.
Here's my test, Brian. Tell me if this makes sense to you. This is my test to determine if it's a tax or if it's a forced retirement savings plan. If I took that, and I'm not allowed to, but if I took that money instead of giving it to the government, with or without Bell's portion of it, I take it and I invest it in the future. Mm-hmm. Okay, I put it away in a fund. And by the way, all of this money does not go into a fund. It goes out to pay other people who've already retired. It comes in, it goes out. There's some left over that they do put away and try to invest. But it doesn't all get invested. But okay, so I take it all and I invest it. And then I start to take money out of it when I retire. When I die, what happens to that money?
The government keeps it.
What happens when I... Now I'm talking about the money if I invested it on my own.
If you invest it, you
would get to keep it. My heirs would get all of the money. Right? Mm-hmm. If I put that money away myself, when I die, my wife or children, whoever I decide, get all of that money. The money the government is taking from me is a tax because It pays out a benefit to me when I retire. But if I die, my survivor, my wife, only gets a portion of that. So therefore, it is not money put away exclusively for me at all. The government determines what the benefit is. That makes it a tax.
It's a ridiculous argument for people to be involved in. It's a tax. Nobody is saying, the conservatives aren't saying, well, we need to scrap EI premiums altogether. Let's get rid of EI. Let's get rid of CPP. They're simply saying right now, this is not the time to increase them. When the conservatives did increase them, and they did in 2013, we weren't in the middle of an affordability crisis. We didn't have inflation at 7%. In fact, inflation was at historic lows. We didn't have interest rates headed back up towards 5%. That's what we have now. So the conservatives have been putting forward what I think is a winning argument, which is now's not the time to raise costs on Canadians. The government should freeze these things. The Trudeau government's answer has been, one, this isn't a tax. Okay, it is.
According to Justin Trudeau himself.
Yes, and then on the carbon tax, they make it sound like, but we'll all be better off for paying this. This is for the good of all of us. It doesn't, that doesn't negate the fact that the tax is going up and it's going to make things more expensive for Canadians at a time of rising costs.
You know, so, Brian, it reminds me of the idiots running for council here, running for mayor. They're having a climate debate last night in the middle of an economic crisis. We're having a climate debate like the city can save the planet. But anyway, we're having that debate. And you have people like Catherine McKenney saying, you know, we could increase taxes to stop people from driving downtown. Could we focus on what matters at this moment? We have an economic crisis underway. We have inflation. We have downtown businesses that are struggling. You want to discourage people from driving downtown and spending their money? It's insane. Let's put our priorities in order. I saw a poll yesterday, Brian, that said Canadians have the climate used to be their number one concern, and it's slipped to third. And I think it's going to slip even more. We have more immediate concerns than these debates that they want to have.
Daryl Bricker told me years ago, of course, Daryl Bricker being one of the deans of polling in Canada, he's the head of polling for Ipsos worldwide.
I think it's his poll I'm quoting from, actually.
And Daryl said, if you see climate as the top issue, it's because everything else appears to be going well for most Canadians. Healthcare, when it's the top issue, he said sometimes it's really an issue if things are going on. Other times it's the issue that people park with. But when economic uncertainty hits, climate drops down dramatically because people are worried about feeding their families. They're worried about, the rising cost of housing. And, the climate debate doesn't help that. Down here at Queen's Park, we've always got people that just want to increase taxes and increase government spending. The Ford government announced that due to unforeseen circumstances, like the economy performing better, bouncing back after COVID, they've got a $2.1 billion surplus. The NDP said, give all the civil servants raises. You shouldn't have a surplus. Well, how did it suddenly become, if the government has more money than they expected, that they need to spend it right away? Or that civil servants are somehow underpaid? New report out yesterday showed that, in fact, the average Ontario civil servant earns 17% more than the average private sector worker in Ontario.
That's a pretty big difference.
Yeah, I would definitely say. And there have been other studies done where they compare actual job, what you're doing, your experience, your education levels, and it still works out to almost 10% higher pay for government workers than private sector workers. Same job for same job. But if you're a Catherine McKenney or a new Democrat of any sort, as soon as the government has money, it should be spent on other people, not on you.
Yeah, if I have a little extra money, the first thing I do is, especially in a high interest rate environment, I pay off a little bit of my debt, because that gives me more money to spend on other things in the future.
Yeah, well, debt and taxes don't really matter when you have a certain political viewpoint. They're just things that other people pay so that you can live the life you're accustomed to.
Ryan, enjoy your dog, the park, and the rest of your weekend.
Talk soon, Bill.
Ryan Lilly of Sun Media. The Morning Rush, Bill Carroll.